Welcome to the Grant Writing Seminar with your host, Dr. Eurydice Moore on WGCR.FM.
I am Dr. Eurydice Moore, your host for this half hour weekly talk show. Thank you for tuning in. Safe Haven is a non-for-profit corporation available to serve the national and international community. The staff of Safe Haven provide alternative educational services. We provide skill-based training in case management, grant writing, non-for-profit management, and faith-based counseling. The weekly grant writing seminar will focus on grant writing services, grant writing workshops, grant-related services, and an opportunity to attain a certification in grant writing. This half hour is being sponsored by Printing on Ashland, located 8227 South Ashland Avenue and Safe Haven. I'd like to dedicate this program to Dr. Israel and his lovely wife, and to Mr. Engineer, Mike. Happy birthday, Mike. All right. And this is a token of Safe Haven appreciation, a gift certificate at Starbucks. Upcoming topic in January and February, how to get sponsors, sponsorship program, how to develop a sponsorship program, the spirituality of grant writing and case studies. These are our upcoming topics. Our subject today is starting your own business. We're going to do an overview. It's impossible for me to tell you step by step with just half hour, but I'm more than happy and delighted to give you an overview. Starting your own business. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking to a friend who was laid off her job, and she was very much distressed, hurted, and disappointed. She said, "I cannot believe that they did this to me. To me, they did this to me." She had given that job 36 years of her life, 36 years of service. She rarely took a vacation day. She seldom took sick days. And yet, she got the pink slip. She was always on time, and she was always volunteering for extra duties. Whatever the company need, she was there. But yet, she got the pink slip. People of God, it's time to think, it's time to consider starting your own business. Well, some people might say, "Well, I can't afford a business." Well, I'm here to let you know you can not afford not to have a business. You see, the mom and pop days are gone. The time when businesses back in the 40s and 50s and 30s, they had that little family atmosphere, and the bosses look out for the workers. The bosses was loyal to the employees, and the employees had loyalty to the employer. But now it is a doggy, doggy, doggy world. Is every man for themselves? And I'm very sad to say that. You're living in a time where you are expected to be loyal, but yet the employers can or cannot be loyal to you. We're in these times where people go to their jobs and the padlock is there, and they didn't know. We're living in times where jobs are downscaling, laying off, firing, and people don't know what to do. They have spent the majority of their time at work. You sleep 8 hours a day, and you're at work anywhere from 8 to 10 hours. Many times they want you to stay over. They want you to work weekends and holidays. So many people have invested a lot of themselves into jobs, and then when they're let go, they feel disconnected and disoriented and at loss. What do I do now? Where do I go from here? Well, I want to encourage you to start your own business. You cannot afford not to. Well, some people might say, well, I want everything to be nice and I need a big lump sum so I can have my business on Michigan Avenue, Lakeshore, and all. You want all the nicey. Start wherever you at. I know a lady that started from her kitchen table. She had her kitchen table and a few business cards and a raggedy cell phone. She did that commercial, Do You Hear Me Now, way before it came out. I was that lady. And now business is booming and flourishing. You need to start wherever you at, whatever you have in your hand. In the Bible, it talked about Moses and how God had sent him to do a task. And he's like, God, how am I going to do this? And God said, what is it that you have in your hand? And he had a rod. And when he used the rod, he was very successful in delivering the children of Israel from Egypt. Then if you read through your Bible, you hear about Elijah, who a widow woman came to him and said that your servant is dead. My husband, who used to serve you, is dead. And the bailiffs are coming for my son. I have no money. The man of God asked her, well, what do you have at home? And she said, I have some oil. So he told her, go to your neighbors and borrow vessels and begin to pour oil in it. And she did that. She obeyed the man of God and borrowed many vessels and began to pour oil into each vessel. And she kept pouring and pouring until she ran out. And then when she ran out, she went to the man of God and said, well, what do I do now? He said, take those vessels and go out to the market and begin to sell them. And the money that you generate, take that money and pay your debts and live off the other. So I say unto you, what is it that you have in your hand? What talent, what skill, what ability that you have that you can flip into a business venture so that you can survive and maintain in this critical hour that we are facing with our economics? Now, I'm going to give you some example of people that use what they had. But most unfortunately, it was by force. You don't want to be forced. Voluntarily get out there. Many of you have dreams and visions, and you know you're supposed to be in business. But fear has gripped your heart. So I'm saying, move by choice and not by force. Don't let a catastrophe have to come to force you out into business. How many of you are aware of Famous Amos? Famous Amos started a business. Now, he was known for the entertainment field. He was known for booking peoples and booking entertainment, and he had a very lucrative position, but it ran out. And then he was facing one day an eviction notice, and he reached down on the inside of him, and he had his aunt, I believe, Della recipe for chocolate chip cookies that he used to give out as tokens of appreciation to his clientele. Well, the brother got cooking, and he cooked up enough cookies, and he sold enough to pay his rent and not be evicted. How many of you remember Doc? Remember that good fish, our Jamaican brother? Well, what happened to him? One day he was looking at an eviction notice. And he remembered a recipe from home. And he began to cook up a lot of fish. And he went from door to door to door, knocking on doors, selling the fish until it was enough to pay his rent. And these gentlemen went on to establish lucrative businesses. What about Chicago State University? Are you aware that school beginning started in a freight train, a boxcar? The university started out of a boxcar, and now we know what it looks like today. I know of a gentleman that started a school, won't say his name, and he started a school from the trunk of his car. Yes, he started a school from the trunk of his car, and he has serviced over 4,000 students who have gone on to jobs and have gone on to college. It was a special high school program. Then I'm aware of a young lady who suddenly got laid off her job and didn't know what to do. So she was living with her mother, and she spoke to her mother and said, "I don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do." So her mother prayed for her, and she heard the Spirit of God say, "Icy cup." Now, once again, some people might say, "I don't want to hear nothing about no God stuff." But I tell you, it works. Hooking up with God works. So the mother heard from the Spirit of God, "Icy cup." So she told her daughter, "Why don't you make up some icy cups?" And they were living in a complex that had a whole lot of children. I mean, children all over the place. And it wasn't safe for them to leave, because to walk off the premises, there was major traffic and side streets where the children could have gotten hurt and run over. So it was best. It was conducive for the parents for their children to remain. It was hard for the children to go to the store. Many parents didn't want to be bothered with the traffic and crossing them across the street. So she opened up a little store and made icy cups. Icy cup, all you need is some paper cup, Kool-Aid, and sugar, and mix it and freeze it and sell it. And I tell you, kids were coming from the north, south, east, and the west. Children was knocking on the doors as early as 6 a.m. And they was knocking on the doors as late as 12 midnight. Things got so busy that there were times when they would cut the lights off, and the window would be cracked, and children would be yelling on the outside, "We know you in there, and we want some icy cups." So the business was very lucrative. It held her over until another job opportunity come. Now, I don't want to sound like I'm anti-jobs. It is good to have a job. And if you have a job, you should be the best employee. And you should acquire and learn all that you can. But you should always have a backup plan. Because things change, and guess what? People change. They'll love you today and forget about hating you tomorrow. They'll hate you tonight. So you should always look out for number uno. Look out for you. Now, there are two kinds of businesses, one non-for-profit and the other one for-profit. I would like to encourage you and challenge those that do not have businesses, why not do both? Just do one at a time, but why not do both? And if you have a non-for-profit, why not think about doing a for-profit? And if you have a for-profit, why not think about tapping into the non-profit arena? We're living in a time you need all that you can get to keep going. Now, there's advantages and disadvantages to both. Now, if you establish a non-for-profit, you must realize that it is not yours. You would just be a caretaker, a manager. A non-for-profit, you must be incorporated, and it belongs to the state. It belongs to the people, whatever state you are residing in. That is the only downfall, the only disadvantage of a non-for-profit. But the advantage is that when you establish a non-for-profit, you have set yourself up to receive grants. You have qualified and positioned yourself to receive all kinds of grants. And there's lots of grants for non-for-profit and opposed to for-profit. Now, there are different types of non-for-profits. Churches, some schools, social services, hospital, and some forms of entertainment comes under non-for-profit. You say a church is a non-for-profit? Yes. And another thing about non-for-profit, you cannot pass them on. No. You cannot pass them on. And someone might say, what you mean? But this was my daddy church. This was my granddaddy church. This was my great-granddaddy church. Well, technically and legally, the church do not belong to you. It belongs to the state. It is a non-for-profit. It should not be passing on. But these things happen and they don't get enforced. The grace of God. What can I say? Now, those are the advantages and disadvantages. Now we're going to look at the for-profit. What is the advantage? The advantage of a for-profit is you can pretty much do what you want. You have a few litigation, a few laws that you have to obey for a for-profit. Then also, a for-profit can be passed on. You can pass it on to your heirs. A non-for-profit cannot be passed on to heirs. That's why I say, why not have both? Have your non-for-profit so you can acquire grant information. And thank God, you have been listening to WGCR.FM, the Grant Writing Seminar.
You might Your fairy godmother? Yes.
It doesn't take a fairy godmother to tell you that the right fit means everything.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in that.
Children under 4'9" need to be in a booster seat because they aren't ready for adult safety belts alone. Many parents miss the important step of booster seats.
Maybe you better explain things to him.
Booster seats raise your child up so that a safety belt designed for adults will fit and protect them properly.
Oh, that does make a difference.
Remember that 4'9" is the magic number. And get your little pumpkin there safely in a booster seat.
Hop in, my dear. Oh, thank you.
And like Cinderella, you can live happily ever after.
It's like a dream. A wonderful dream come true.
For more information, visit boosterseat.gov. This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WGCR.FM. We belong to the world.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Grant Writing Seminar. Announcements and calendar of events. Sponsorship. If you are interested in becoming a one-time sponsor, a monthly sponsor, or a guest sponsor, you may contact Safe Haven at 773-407-5372. Upcoming, Dr. Moore will have students on the air that completed the Certified Grant Writing 6-week course. If you are interested in the next section, reach Dr. Moore at 773-407-5372. Grant Clinic. You may be a grant writer or have grant questions. Email Dr. Moore and your questions will be answered on the air. Scholarship, scholarship, scholarship. Dr. Moore is awarding 2 scholarships in grant writing in 2007. Call and see if you qualify. Winners will be announced on radio. Consultation. Dr. Moore is awarding 1 free consultation in 2007. Call and see if you qualify. Winner will be announced on the air. Spotlight. Spotlight is an opportunity for you to promote your business on the air. Just call Dr. Moore at 773-407-5372. The Funder of the Month, Hamburger Helper. You must be a school. You could be a public school or a private school. Just log into www.hamburgerhelper.com and find the link on giving. Once again, www.hamburgerhelper.com. Safe Haven service price increase effective February 1st, 2007. There will be an increase of prices for consultation, grant writing workshop, grant writing. There will be a price increase, which will be effective February 1st, 2007. If you would like to purchase Dr. Moore's proposal letter writing book, you may call Safe Haven at 773-407-5372. If you are interested in a consultation, grant writing workshop, or you want to become a certified grant writer, call Dr. Moore at 773-407-5372. It doesn't matter if you are national or international. Dr. Moore would love to hear from you. If you would like Dr. Moore to write a grant for you or schedule her for a speaking engagement, you may call her at 773-407-5372. And these are our announcements for this half hour. Alrighty. We have taken care of the announcements and calendar of events. Now, what I would like to say is that proposal letter writing, I have received positive response. People have been calling me and telling me that they have been funded off of a one-page document. Off of one-page document, the proposal letter. One lady told me that she wrote a proposal letter for her organization, and they received some coats to distribute to their target population. A gentleman called me and told me he was awarded $400. People are calling in. If you have missed out on the teaching for proposal letter writing, you need to contact me, Dr. Moore, at 773-407-5372. Don't be left out. Now, I'm going to finish up starting your business. Now, there are different types of for-profit: sole proprietor, general partnership, limited partnership, limited liability company, corporation C, and corporation S. But I'm going to focus on sole proprietor, and if you want additional information, you may contact me at 773-407-5372. The sole proprietor is the easiest way to get into business. A sole proprietor is a business which is owned and operated by an individual. The advantages of this form of organization include ease of formation and relative freedom from government controls and restrictions. Disadvantages include less access to capital and financial resources. Also, this form of business organization provide less protection with regard to personal liability. If the owner company should get into a position of owing more to others than the amount of cash and other assets it has, the owner personal assets, home, car, etc., may be required to be sold to pay the obligations of the business. But we're not going to get in that position, are we? We're going to think positive and move in a positive manner. Now, if you have any questions about starting up a non-for-profit or a for-profit or both, you may reach me, Dr. Eurydice Moore, at 773-407-5372, and there is a free book that's available for you, and all you have to do is call in at 773-407-5372. I hope this half hour has been informative and helpful to you. I want to thank you once again for tuning in to the Grant Writing Seminar, which is a weekly talk show. God bless. Godspeed.